Resistance from within.
An anonymous editorial, a gutless editorial.
New posture from North Korea.
Kim Jong-un says he wants this peninsula to be a cradle of peace.
School surveillance.
Keeping an eye on what students post online.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by TheraWorks Relief.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. It's a Washington whodunit. And President Trump says the publicly anonymous author of a New York Times op-ed, a senior administration official, is gutless. The piece describes a quiet resistance among some staffers to stop the president's worst inclinations. We're live this morning with CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
And this is indeed all Washington has been talking about since the op-ed dropped last night. And there's been a fury of speculation as to the identity of the senior official who writes that many colleagues are pushing back against parts of Mr. Trump's agenda and his whims. And in an explosive revelation, the author claims there were early whispers among cabinet officials about invoking the 25th Amendment to strip the powers of the presidency from Mr. Trump. We fully recognize what is happening, the piece says, and we are trying to do what's right, even when Donald Trump won't. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said in a statement, "This coward should do the right thing and resign." And President Trump himself exploded in anger.
The failing New York Times has an anonymous editorial. Can you believe it? Anonymous, meaning gutless, a gutless editorial.
On Twitter, he suggested the author has committed treason and demanded the Times, quote, for national security purposes, turn him or her over to government at once. Who could it be? A senior official is a term that could be used to describe any relatively high-ranking person at any department, and not necessarily someone who works here at the White House. Steve?
On an overseas trip in India, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he didn't write the Times op-ed.
I find the media's efforts in this regard to undermine this administration incredibly disturbing.
And he says the author should resign.
I come from a place where if you're not in a position to execute the commander's intent, you have a singular option. It is to leave.
Illinois Democratic Senator Dick Durbin says he's troubled for much different reasons.
To know that even within his administration, there's such a fear of his unstable conduct that people are removing documents from his desk for fear that he'll sign them. What a state of affairs this is.
Well, Democratic senators know the Supreme Court nominee's name, but they say they still don't know enough about Brett Kavanaugh, even though the second day of his confirmation hearing lasted into the night. Here's CBS's Steve Dorsey.
Kavanaugh returns to the Capitol for a second round of questions, but don't expect Democrats to get the answers they want. Yesterday, Kavanaugh kept his cool.
Some of those...
But he's offered Democrats none of the answers they want on issues like abortion rights and presidential power.
It's a matter of the canons of judicial independence. I can't give you an answer on that.
Instead, Kavanaugh says he's ruled for the rich and poor, workers and corporations, coal miners and environmentalists. Steve Dorsey, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Well, President Trump tweets about North Korea and its leader this morning, saying, "We will get it done together." CBS's Ben Tracy in Pyongyang tells us it comes after flattering comments from Kim Jong-un.
Kim met with envoys from South Korea. According to the South Koreans, he said that despite difficult negotiations, he still has faith in President Trump and has never spoken ill of him. Kim says he wants to end his country's hostile relationship with the U.S. by the end of the president's first term.
And South Korea's president says he has high expectations for a third summit with Kim later on this month. What's left of Tropical Storm Gordon is heading north through the central part of the country. CBS's Jim Krasula says there are concerns about power and flooding.
The remnants of Gordon will produce gusty winds and heavy rain across much of the Mid-South and Midwest into the weekend. Kimberly Bogard is with the utility company Entergy Arkansas.
People need to understand that we are watching the weather that's coming in. We are preparing. We are getting teams ready to respond.
Gordon's leftovers could dump 6 inches or more of rain. Flood warnings and watches are posted and parts of Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas, and Missouri.
In Northern California, a wildfire's on the move.
Oh my gosh, it's hot. It's hot.
Cars and trucks left abandoned on a stretch of Interstate 5 that's now been closed. Some residents nearby have been told they might have to leave. Major hospital groups say they're getting into the generic drug business, launching Civica RX, which plans to start with 14 widely used hospital drugs, which are often in short supply. The company also wants to cut drug prices. As students settle into the new school year, chances are good more of them are being watched online. Live to CBS's Peter King.
Many school districts have hired companies to monitor social media for possible threats in the months following the Parkland, Florida high school shootings. They include Newtown, Connecticut, where a gunman killed 20 students and 6 adults nearly 6 years ago. The New York Times reports the districts are spending up to $40,000 for the services. One company CEO says if it saves one life, it's worth it. The Times reports there's no evidence that any threats have been found. Steve?
Now to Japan, where an earthquake on the northern island of Hokkaido killed at least 9 people, left others missing, hundreds more injured. CBS's Lucy Kraft in Tokyo.
A 33-year-old resident in the town of Atsuma said it all happened in an instant. The quake triggered a landslide, which moved her house about 30 feet and buried the downstairs floor where her parents were sleeping. Safe on an upper floor, she managed to escape, guided by the light from her smartphone.
India's highest court has thrown out a law that made homosexual acts punishable by up to 10 years in prison. The decision unanimous. Justices called the law a weapon to harass members of the gay community. First game of the NFL season kicks off tonight on TV, and that's when Nike will launch its new Colin Kaepernick ad.
Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything.
The unemployed quarterback who began the league's anthem protests and Nike have been hailed by some and battered by others on social media. 9 months after the death of the Cranberries lead singer Dolores O'Riordan, a coroner in the UK says she drowned in a bathtub accidentally because of alcohol intoxication. A sneak peek at the new season of a popular Netflix show reveals some hints about the fate of the lead character, played by a now disgraced actor.
House of Cards fans are finding out what happened to Kevin Spacey's character after the actor was dropped from the show over a sexual misconduct scandal.
I'll tell you this, though, Francis. When they bury me, it won't be in my backyard.
And Netflix has released a trailer for the 6th and final season. It shows Claire Underwood, played by Robin Wright, standing over the grave of her husband, Frank. Doesn't give any clues about how he died. The show will be ready to stream in early November. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Well, British and French fishermen have reached an agreement to end what's been called the scallop war. There have been tense moments over the past week or two involving the crews on several rival boats over fishing rights in the English Channel. That's the World News Roundup for Thursday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.